pretty soon we're all gonna be asked to cut down, aren't we? It's already happened in several places around the world. Turn off your lights, stop leaving porch lights on for reassurance. Why? There's no such thing as reassurance anymore. It's all fucked. Turn the lights out and prepare. Prepare to be fucked. Australia's Prime Minister saying maybe limit unnecessary usage of fuel. I don't know what that is, really. Petrol bombs, maybe. Pouring it down drains, as I like to do. But and he says use public transport where possible to preserve supplies. Well, thankfully, I live in London, where for years Mayor Sadiq Khan has been preparing for this moment, where he's made it totally impossible to fucking drive in London. So much so that even before this all started, I've decided, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I decided to 20 years or more, 25 years to get rid of my car. Why? Just wasn't using it at all. Maybe one trip every 2 months out of London. Why? Cameras everywhere. Most roads are, you know, closed to cars. Huge cost of fuel and tax and parking and 20 fucking miles an hour everywhere. Speed limit, making it seem we're permanently in a fucking car park. All hail Sadiq Khan. We all thought he was a twat, but no, it was all preparation for this moment of war. I've just flew in from Jersey. There's no fucking car rules there. There's no MOT, no speed limits. No car theft, because no one can drive off the fucking island. It's bliss. Driving was bliss. And it was sunny. It ain't sunny in London anymore. You know, fuck this mayor. What's he doing about the sunshine? Turn the lights out. I'm done.